This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Just a bit of a warning on this one. This next story does contain some sensitive material in regard to cruelty to wildlife. Recently, a captive orca named Kiska became news all over the world when a video posted of her temporarily, repeatedly bashing herself against the side of a tank where she lives at Marineland, a theme park and zoo in southern Ontario. It's not the first time Marineland has been in the news over health and welfare concerns of their marine and terrestrial animals. And joining us now to explore the story is environmental contributor Lawrence Gunther. Lawrence is also the host of Outdoors with Lawrence Gunther, which you can hear at its new time, Sundays at 3 p.m. Eastern time, on AMI Audio, and of course you can get it on demand on all major podcast services. Hey, good morning, Lawrence. How are you?
I'm doing well, Dave.
So, Lawrence, I know the story garnered a lot of buzz on social, on a couple of major news networks, but just how big is this story?
It went around the world, Dave, like Hong Kong, you know, every country in the world that has TV, media, they picked up on this, right? This is huge. It's a huge story.
And what are the experts having to say about the behavior of this orca?
Lori Marino, Dr. Lori Marino, she's the president of the whale sanctuary. She said this type of behavior is typical of an animal in distress. You know, they bang their heads, they swim in endless circles, they grind their teeth on the walls, on the cage. It just shows an animal in complete mental distress and breakdown. And we have to do something about this.
I feel like I've heard, Lawrence, that more governments are taking steps to ban the captivity of large sea mammals like orcas. But has the government gotten involved here at all, whether that be the provincial level, the city level, the federal level? What's going on in regards to government regulations and the captivity of large sea mammals?
Over the last 2 years, the Ontario government set up its own investigation unit for looking into cases like this. Before, it was done by the Ontario SPCA, and they were involved in a big case against Marineland several years back. But, you know, it's SPCA is a charity, and they're going up against a big corporation. This was about beluga whales at the time, and in the end, the case fell apart. So the SPCA said, you know what, we don't have the resources to do this sort of thing. The Ontario government says, okay, we'll take over. The Ontario government were in there this year. They noticed water quality issues. They issued reports and mandate letters to Marineland saying, look, you got to fix this. Your animals, your belugas are in distress. Marineland appealed that. And then eventually they withdrew their appeal and made the repairs. So we're told, you know, things got better.
Tell us a bit more about this issue with the belugas. Was it just a water quality issue?
Well, we're not sure. I mean, we know that over the last year, 10 beluga whales have died there. And they have like as many as 45 belugas in captivity at any one time. I mean, think about it. People go to Marineland to touch the belugas, right? You pay extra money to put your hand on their head and the trainer gives them a fish. And you go in and you go into the big into the stadium and you watch the dolphins and the killer whale do their tricks. It's like, you know, it's like the old circus days, right? When they had the elephants and the tigers and the bears riding unicycles and things like that.
So, Lawrence, where do we find some balance here? Because in certain cases, some of these animals are rescues. How do we maybe reconcile this? Maybe developing new standards for what sanctuaries might look like, as opposed to more of a commercial model. What do we do here to find some balance? Or do we just let nature take its course? If an animal's in distress in the wild, we just say, well, that's it. Too bad. Sorry.
You know, you can just put them back into the wild. They did that. There was a case in Russia where they had some marine animals and they faced a lot of public pressure and they just let them go. But we know that, you know, in the case of dolphins and killer whales, You can't just return these things because many of them were born in captivity in the first place. And the ones that were captured in the wild, you know, there's no way they're going to find their pod, right? And they can't just swim up to another pod and say, hey, I'm Kiska. You know, can I join your pod of killer whales? I mean, these pods are made up of family units. They don't adopt other animals, and same with dolphins. So the need for sanctuaries where these animals can have habitat, and they do this in sort of coves along the coast now, where they'll put a big sort of net separating the cove from the rest of the ocean. But it allows the sea life to move in and out, the small fish and things like that, and the water and the tides. It just prevents the animals released inside the bay from swimming out into the ocean and just being lost, right? Because they have no skills on how to live out there in the wild ocean. They don't know how to feed themselves. So they still need a source of food. They still need protection from things they don't know about, but they, you know, it's as close as they can get to being returned to nature. And that's what we're hearing more about, is these sanctuaries.
And it definitely sounds like something like breeding in captivity is something that we should be banning, right? We shouldn't be putting more animals in these situations.
Yeah. I mean, even Marineland in 2017, they received charges for their bears, the black bears. You know, there was the bear cubs, and the mother bears and the male bears were all in one pen together, and numerous numbers of them. And the male bear cubs, the male bears were mauling the bear cubs, you know, and that's what they do in the wild. But when they're all contained in one small area like that, the mothers can't protect them.
Yeah.
I mean, it just goes on and on.
Lawrence, what can we do as individuals to make sure these animals are properly cared for?
Well, remember when they stopped having elephants at the Ringling Brothers Circus, Barnum Village? You know, within a year, that show stopped, right? People don't go just to watch the trapeze artists. I mean, if it was just about that and it was like Cirque du Soleil, you know, that's what they do. But this, you know, the Barnum Bailey Ringling Brothers, they depended on these animals to draw attraction. And Marineland knows that. And the other ones around the world that specialize in dolphin and killer whale shows, they know that the only reason people actually come is to see those animals. You take away the animals and these places are going to shut down. So, you know, do we punish these people into submission that run these organizations, or do we incentivize them to you know, move on? Right. And I think it's time to say, look, we can morally browbeat and punish these people in the courts and ticket them till, and hopefully, you know, people will just stop going. But in the end, maybe people don't read the media necessarily. They don't listen to our show, that what we're talking about right now. And they do go, and then they find out later, and then they feel bad. Like, what the hell? I mean, I thought we went with the family to have a good time. We found out later that our good time was at the expense of these animals. Mm-hmm. So maybe we need to incentivize these owners of these organizations, these things, these aquariums, to just, you know, shut down, pack up, go home.
Yeah. Lawrence, let's switch gears here a little bit. What's coming up on the next edition of Outdoors with Lawrence Gunther?
Well, we travel into the Calabogie Hills, you know, the highlands of Eastern Ontario, for some ATV and side-by-side travel and a little bit of blasting.
Oh, my gosh. Always having fun there, Lawrence. Whitewater rafting, ATVing. Lawrence Gunther lives the life. Hey, Lawrence, always fun catching up. Have yourself a great day.
Thanks, Dave. You too.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.